Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you. Let's go back to a little Steelers talk. Want to tidy up some business about a move that I think the Steelers should make and about a move that is sort of lingering there. It's a little different these days. It's a little different based on their success. Calvin Austin III is out with a shoulder injury. I wouldn't expect him to play in Cincinnati. And the Steelers, whether they have Calvin Austin III or not, have a hole at wide receiver. Roman Wilson had a little bit of an opportunity on Sunday. He had one catch for 12 yards. I think we've seen enough out of the Steelers to see that they are deficient in some way, shape, or form at wide receiver. I opened the show talking about the Steelers and their chances, how I think they stack up to the rest of the AFC. And I mean that. Whether I'm wrong or not, I do believe that they're one of the better teams in the AFC. They're top 10 in the NFL. Their defense makes me think that way. They have a quarterback right now. They have health, and they have certain things improving. You know what they don't have? Wide receiver depth. It's not good enough. I want to believe it. I want to believe they can cut it up a different way and take advantage of Jonnu Smith or Pat Freiermuth or Darnell Washington. All of that's been, it's been okay. Not ideal. Certainly not if you're Pat Freiermuth. They need a wide receiver, and this is going to be wide receiver two season. This is the time to go shopping. The NFL trade deadline is the first week of November. We have probably 2 weeks left for teams to sort of cut bait on whether they can compete, and if they have assets, to move those assets and try to get something back. The Steelers, as they, projecting, if this continues, they beat the Bengals, and they continue to have their arrow pointed up, as Mike Tomlin might say, need to be cognizant of that. The goals change. The needs change. The scope of the needs change. Guys are going to become available. Thought it was interesting today, and I'm a bit of a hypocrite for bringing this up, but Pro Football Focus's Bradley Locker had a piece today highlighting 20 trade deadline candidates, and two were linked to the Steelers. Number one, Jacoby Myers. Number two, DeAndre Hopkins. I know I was railing about Pro Football Focus earlier, and now I'm citing an article about trade candidates. I don't care. Judge me. But Jacoby Myers and DeAndre Hopkins would make a lot of sense, and those are the exact type of players I'd like to see the Steelers get. You could have one end of the extreme and look at somebody like Jaylen Waddle from the Miami Dolphins, and I don't think that's going to work. You do need to be aware DK Metcalf is the unquestioned number one. You need to get him the ball a bunch. They do want to spread it around to tight ends, even running backs, and take advantage of Jaylen Warren, Kenneth Gainwell, their ability to catch it out of the backfield. All of that makes sense. Find me a middle ground in there, and Myers and Hopkins fit that bill. I also don't want to discount Calvin Austin. I think Calvin Austin has actually been a very productive player. He's grown a lot. not literally, he's still very short, but he's shown that he can go deep. He's shown that he can take on an increased role. And it's not so much about Calvin Austin's abilities as it is about everything else. If you add Jakobi Meyers, think about Calvin Austin in a number three capacity or a shared number two with Jakobi Meyers. No longer are there any questions about, is Roman Wilson going to pan out? Is Scotty Miller going to be good enough? Is Ben Skowronek going to be good enough? There are no wide receiver questions if those guys are healthy. And I wanted to, we talked about this on the pregame show with Donnie Football and Mark Cabali. I wanted to believe in Roman Wilson, that this was going to be an additional opportunity for him. It certainly was that. But I didn't notice he was even playing in the game until about the second half. And I don't know what's going on there. I'm not sure why he can't get on the field. I'm not sure why when he's on the field, he can't have the ball thrown his way. I'd venture a guess that the Steelers aren't in the business of turning down good labor. So if Roman Wilson is doing what he's supposed to do, or he's earned the confidence of his quarterback or his head coach, I mean, what motivation would they have not to take advantage of it? I'm guessing there's something there that Aaron Rodgers doesn't like, that Mike Tomlin doesn't like. Either way, you're not getting results.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're not even getting targets or an opportunity to get results. Give me somebody like Jakobi Meyers, and I think things change quite a bit, and you can't tell me that he's going to stay with the Las Vegas Raiders. He requested a trade leading into the season. They didn't come to terms on an extension. He's been very productive this season. Nearly 30 catches, over 300 yards, and the Raiders stink. He's on an expiring deal. Vegas took a couple of receivers in this past draft. Why would they hang on to Jakobi Meyers? You'd think they'd want to get something for him. The Steelers have something to give. It lines up perfectly. And if you're the Steelers, you might say, well, if this is a lost season, we don't want to pay that much. The guy's on an expiring deal. It doesn't make sense for future business, this, that, and the other. Things have changed. You have a very good lead in the AFC North. The AFC, in my opinion, is wide open. You should be thinking bigger picture. Go get him. Now, if the ask is insane, if they're asking for a first-round pick, a second-round pick, by all means, pivot to somebody else. But it's that type of player. Thought it was interesting, PFF, it's very PFF of PFF to do this, slapped a 92.7 player grade on DeAndre Hopkins, based entirely on 9 catches for 178 yards and 2 touchdowns. So people look at that grade and think that DeAndre Hopkins is an absolutely fabulous receiver, which he's very good, but probably not deserving of a 92.7 grade. In any case, I think there's still enough there, played in a productive Chiefs offense for the latter part of last season. Believe he was with the Texans before that. DeAndre Hopkins has been around. He would understand what he needed to do in a number two receiver role. And again, you don't need him to move heaven and earth. You just need him to be healthy and available and round out the receiving core with DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin III. And I can't imagine the DK or that DeAndre Hopkins would cost all that much. But anyway, we're going to hear a lot about wide receivers. I hope we hear a lot about wide receivers, and I hope we see a deal consummated because I really do think that's an important piece of what the Steelers are doing. I'd imagine Omar Khan is doing that as we speak. They have to recognize that this is an area where they can get better. You can listen to the Fan Evening Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you do that. And we're going to listen to something when we come back about Mike Tomlin being frustrated. He wasn't having it. The end of his press conference was an interesting place. So we're going to take a listen to that. We're also going to go back into the locker room. Thanks so much to Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. All of his diligent work. We're going to play some clips and react to them from a couple players talking here over the past couple of days. It's the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jason Mack. You're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.